RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, and welcome to this week's edition of Song 2. I spoke with Sleaford Mods some time back before the release of the album UK Grim. They've just released an EP called More UK Grim, so it seemed timely, really, to go back and look at what they said about the Song 2 theory. Now, Jason and Andrew weren't really on board necessarily with what Song 2 actually means, but in this, I swear down to goodness that Jason comes up with the longest and best analogies for what Song 2 is and how it could be better improved by not being Song 2 that we have yet to hear here on this particular podcast. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Jason Williamson and you are listening to Today Radio.
Woo! I'm going on about it in the morning to me. I'm losing in the air.
I run a podcast called Song 2. On that podcast, I argue that the second song on an album is that album's best or at least most important. We're asking musicians why. So I'd like to get your viewpoint and ergo what you feel is important in track listing.
Ooh, that's a good point. Yeah. Don't know. It's a weird question. You know, I mean, it varies between whether it's a CD or the vinyl. I'd say on a CD, it was always track six that was really important.
The flip side.
Yeah, I don't know why, but track six was always like, you know, one of the best tracks on the CD.
Fucking smug. Mama can't reach, and then a pause. You look different, a large green blob, allergic to your own thing.
I'm terrible doing track listing. Do you know what I mean? I always do it wrong. I always do it from a sonic perspective. And make it to make it flow too easily, you know. Where I think really to do an album listing, you've got to make it a bit more juxtaposed.
Jason, why does the darkness alone cross-sectioned? It's not a drink, and I don't fucking.
And from your perspective, Jason?
Track three always. Track three is the one you've got to have like the prominent opener. Then the second one kind of acts as a rucksack, and then track three just switches it all. Like,
I like it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Whoa. Usually put your kind of jewel, or what you consider to be the jewel, as track three.
Interesting.
He still believes he's not dead, but it is.
If you've got an abundance of jewels or two, then you could put. I will put one on track three, and then one, say track seven or eight, and it hooks. It kind of brings it up like a tent, and then you've got all these other tracks swirling around the two poles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, it helps if you've got a strong one right at the end, but it doesn't necessarily have to be ultra strong. It can be something that just bottle tops the mood of the album, you know what I mean?
Yeah, cool. Oh, yeah.